From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. An Eagles fan apologizes, sort of, shocking allegations against a South Jersey teacher, and a bad janitor. These were the stories that had you talking to us last week. We begin with the disgraced Eagles fan who was banned for life and fired from his job after he was seen on video repeatedly hurling the C word at a female Packers fan. He's issued an apology, but also claims that he was provoked. In a statement to the New York Post, Ryan Caldwell says the viral video clip does not reflect the full context of what transpired and warned there are two sides to every story, but he did not elaborate. He offered an apology to the woman he berated, as well as his wife, his family, and the city of Philadelphia. Video taken by the woman's fiancé shows her just sitting there in a Packers jersey as Caldwell shouts insults and profanity at her. More disturbing details about a Cape May County teacher accused of raping a young student. Court documents now allege 34-year-old Laura Caron became pregnant due to her ongoing sexual assault of the boy. He was 13 when Caron gave birth. The victim and his two siblings lived with Caron when the sexual abuse began and lasted from 2016 to 2020, according to prosecutors. Police were not contacted until 4 years later. Caron is now facing multiple charges and was placed on immediate suspension from her teaching job when the allegations came to light. Then there was the story of a now ex-elementary school custodian in South Jersey who admitted to raunchy, unsanitary acts on cafeteria utensils and even food.
27-year-old Giovanni Impellizzeri of Vineland worked for an elementary school in the Upper Deerfield Township District. State police launched an investigation finding shared videos that led to his arrest in 2023. Impellizzeri has pleaded guilty to official misconduct and possession of child sexual abuse materials. He faces 8 years in prison when sentenced in March. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. Each morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone each morning. If he holds true to his word, we should know this coming week what all those mysterious drone sightings over New Jersey are really all about. The Biden administration has refused to say, only that they pose no threat. Donald Trump has promised to release a report on the drones soon after he takes the oath of office on Monday. The FBI and Homeland Security officials still refuse to provide any information about their investigations. The drones were first spotted last November, and sightings have continued. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer and New York Congressman Andrew Garabrino are introducing bipartisan legislation to restore the so-called SALT deduction. And that could give many New Jerseyans a much-needed and much bigger tax break.
SALT stands for state and local tax, and it's a deduction that allows taxpayers to deduct certain local taxes on their federal income return. Part of then-President Donald Trump's 2017 tax overhaul capped SALT deductions at $10,000 for property taxes and state sales or income taxes. With the provisions of that law due to expire at the end of this month, Gottheimer and Garbarino's proposal aims to make it so SALT is uncapped, allowing full deductions. The bill has several other New Jersey co-sponsors, including Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Tom Kane. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Utility bills are already skyrocketing in New Jersey. If you're a PSE&G customer, you have a new worry. The company is spending $500 million to replace aging transmission lines and was just fined $6.6 million by federal regulators for failing to provide full details about that project. Ratepayer advocates now fear that PSE&G is going to push those costs to customers in the form of even higher bills. The company isn't talking. Federal agencies are looking into it. State utility regulators have to approve any rate hikes, but Governor Murphy's hand-picked chairwoman has acted as a rubber stamp for the utility companies when they've requested increases. The U.S. has recorded more than 65 human cases of bird flu linked to outbreaks in poultry and dairy cows. For now, New Jersey residents are reportedly in the clear, but health professionals are monitoring.
Dr. Suraj Sagar at Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck says the prevalence of H5 bird flu activity in humans is likely underreported, but
it's important to note that there hasn't been any sustained human-to-human transmission. the chain is always either from dairy, poultry, to a person.
NJDEP Fish and Wildlife recently sent out an alert noting that bird flu was likely the cause for some wild bird deaths in a handful of counties. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
On his way out of office, Governor Murphy is giving another 12 weeks of paid leave to state workers who have a child at full pay. Murphy made the announcement during his State of the State address last Tuesday, state worker unions praising the move. Murphy says he hopes the 12 weeks of leave becomes the norm in private industry. How much is it going to cost taxpayers? I write more about that at NJ1015.com. Murphy also wants to remove cell phones from New Jersey's classrooms during his State of the State address. Murphy says he's supporting a new policy that will direct school districts across the state to adopt policies that ban cell phones from K through 12 classrooms in New Jersey.
And if you ask just about any educator, they will tell you that mobile devices are a distraction in the classroom, that they are fueling a rise in cyberbullying, and they are making it incredibly difficult for our kids not only to learn, but to retain the substance of what they learn.
Murphy says the time for action is now, adding every parent knows the damage these devices can cause. A babysitter has been charged after a neighbor found the toddler she was supposed to be watching wandering outside alone last Monday in the cold. The child was spotted around lunchtime in Brigantine. Police found the sitter, 35-year-old Jenna Davidson, unconscious and unresponsive. Investigators say she got drunk and passed out. Davidson is now charged with endangerment. If you want to hang out or use the restroom at Starbucks, you're not going to have to buy something. Starbucks saying it was reversing the long-standing policy that invited everybody into its stores. A new code of conduct will be posted at all company-owned North American stores, banning discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. The company says the new rules are designed to help prioritize paying customers. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime. Just go to NJ1015.com and click On Demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News live at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.